You're listening to Vinyl on Tap. My name is Garrett Perry. We're listening to Canned Wheat by The Guess Who. And 1969, besides Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman, was Jim Cale on the bass and Gary Peterson on the drums, whom of 2014 are still in The Guess Who since 2004 when they both rejoined. Starting off side two of Canned Wheat is Old Joe, written exclusively by Burton Cummings.
Thank you. I'll be something without nothing. Build my hopes and dreams too high. I've searched too long for all the answers, let alone the right to try. To think that you can take it with you is the one unforgivable sin. But all that breaks the stillness now is the sound of a dropping pin. From the silence, from deep within, oh, comes the sound of a dropping pin. Hey, from the silence, oh, deep within, yeah, deep, deep within, comes the sound, oh, the sound of a dropping pin. One more time, from the silence, yeah, listen to the silence deep within. But that sound, that sound of a dropping pin. Chop, chop, chop from the silence, yeah. Listen to the silence deep within. One more, one more, one comes the sound. That sound of a dropping pin. From the silence, yeah. Listen to the silence deep within. Deep, 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 deep within. Coming, that sound, that sound, that sound.
Of a dropping pin. Before that was Old Joe. We're listening to Canned Wheat on Vinyls on Tap. My name is Garrett Perry. The entirety of Canned Wheat was recorded at RCA Studio in New York, New York. But the producer Jack Richardson was unhappy with the sound that they had had, but they had moved forward and recorded the album anyway. In secret, with the band, Richardson re-recorded Laughing and Undone at A&R Studios, where they independently recorded their last album, and RCA released them both on a single. Wanting to have an album release, RCA released Canned Wheat with the new recordings that were done at A&R along with the rest of the album that were recorded at RCA in New York. Here is an 11-minute epic, Key.
Call him up.
Canned Wheat was produced by Jack Richardson, who produced the previous Guess Who album, Wheatfield Soul, where he had mortgaged his own home to obtain the funds to do so. As well, Richardson produced their next album, American Women. These three albums are possibly the highlight of his career. He is also credited as a producer on other Canadian artists, including the Irish Rovers, Kim Mitchell, Max Webster, and Moxie. Jack Richardson passed away on May 13th, 2011, at the age of 81. We're nearly at the end of Canned Wheat. We have one track left. This is Fair Warning. And we'll be back right after Fair Warning with some special goodies.
Well, I've been trying for ages, and it looks like it's all in vain. And if things don't start looking up pretty soon, I'm going home. Well, the folks back home, they wonder where I've been, and they're looking pretty good to me now. So if you're thinking of bright lights and fame, stay at home. Well, there's managers and booking agents out for what they can get, and each one says he's your friend. But there's not one of them there but for what he can get out of it in the end. Oh, so if you're thinking of going on a stage, put down your guitar, stay in school, take advantage of your age. Take it from me, I've been there and I've come back. Don't be a star.